we believe that the laws were premature and more or less believe that it was meant to circumvent the cooperation that Mr. Skoudjid had promised to give to the police in respect to the plot to assassinate the president. We thought Samuka would have won, and in the event if he had obtained a police clearance to the effect that there was no evidence, it was then at the time he would have had an opportunity to prosecute a lawsuit. But I've used the lawsuit as a basis to circumvent and prevent Mr. Koji from cooperating with the police. I think it was a serious political miscalculation, and I hope that you will understand the futility of action.
Are you saying, Mr. Cephas, that the defense minister, by suing your client, is trying to circumvent cooperation of your client?
That what his action presupposes, because he had thought that Koji would never have cooperated with the police. He had thought that the allegations were just wide and sweeping. He had thought that Koji would not have the temerity to stand up and produce evidence. And on that basis, he first took it for a bluff. But when he realized that Koji was now willing to cooperate with the police, he became apprehensive. That's when he decided to rush the court and decided to use the court to aid and abet his attempt to evade a possible police investigation.
Does your client understand, or do you understand, the magnitude of the issue at hand to say that the defense minister of a country is involved in a plot to assassinate the president? That's a very serious charge. And the question that some people have is that if your client, Mr. Koji, had such an information, why didn't he not go to the appropriate national security agencies to inform them? Why did he have to issue a press release?
Well, deterrence is the best option, especially in situations of this nature. The revelation provided the basis for deterrence, and I proceeded to the national security agency or the police to give the information. Given the bureaucratic nature of our system, we would have found it absolutely difficult to get the information out to avert what was viewed as a plot to destabilize Liberia. So I think it was important for him to have made a disclosure, and it was also important for the police, as they have done, to have invited him to see whether he had a compelling evidence to produce. But what was shocking and abyss our imagination is the attempt by Mr. Samuka to have proceeded to the court to claim that he wanted to defend his reputation when he fought in the face of the Ellen Corcoran Sino saga. There's nothing left of his reputation to defend.
Did your client meet with the police?
Yes, he did, and he had offered to meet with them at any time if they so require. But in total deference to the court, we have advised that we should give deference to the court since Mr. Samuka is trying to transform a treasonable charge into a civil action, and the police seem quite adamant to proceed. Then in that case, when the matter is called at the court, we'll be able to give instances and compelling evidence in support of whatever we said.